There's something missing from the healthcare debate in Washington. At least, that's what Dr. Toby Cosgrove says. He runs the Cleveland Clinic. It's a medical center the president has visited and praised. Dr. Cosgrove says Congress needs to focus on encouraging people to take responsibility for their own health. His argument? Healthy people need less medical care, and that saves money in the long run. But how do you make healthy living, eating better and exercising, the law?
I don't think you can make it a law. I think what you do is you put incentives in place. Incentive, for example, for a company to have exercise programs for their employees, incentives for companies to have smoking cessation programs for their employees, those sorts of things.
So you would give a company a tax break, for example, if they had a gym on site.
Exactly.
And that should be part of the debate in Congress.
Yeah, I think the best thing that we can hope for is that we put incentives in place. And right now, I think there's no incentive for a patient to stay healthy. They come in and they get treated. And, you know, if you smoke, there's no financial incentive for you not to smoke. And everybody knows that that is going to raise the healthcare costs. So you'd be better off in sending people not to smoke.
Dr. Cosgrove, at the Cleveland Clinic, you will not hire people who smoke cigarettes. You said if you could do it legally, you wouldn't hire obese people. You argue that these two groups of people, smokers and those who are obese, are an enormous burden on our healthcare system, and it's a burden shouldered by taxpayers. How is that?
Well, let's take smoking, for example. You know, we think that it's important that people have the proper incentives to not smoke. And what we did is we stopped smoking on our campuses. Then we went on to give smoking cessation to all of our employees, all 40,000 of them, for free. Then we offered smoking cessation to the entire county of Cuyahoga, where the Cleveland Clinic is. And then finally we said, you know, we need to have an organization that models what we think is true healthy living. And so we stopped hiring employees who smoked. The total effect on Cuyahoga County has been we've gone in 4 years from a smoking rate of 28% to a smoking rate of 18%. I may have saved, by that decision, more lives than I did as 30 years as a heart surgeon.
And you have argued that you would not hire people who are obese. Is that fair?
No, I think that that was a quote that was taken out of an hour and a half interview. And what I said was that we are concerned about the obesity problem, not about people who are obese. Right now, annually, the CDC just came out with the data that suggests
that Center for Disease Control.
Yes, Center for Disease Control said that 10% of the cost of the health care in the United States is related to obesity. When you have 3.8 million people in the United States who weigh more than 300 pounds, that's a big problem.
What is it that you do at Cleveland Clinic that other hospitals are not doing? I mean, how are you operating, as you argue, more efficiently than other medical centers?
Well, first of all, we employ the physicians, and they're salaried, so they have no incentives to do more or to do less. The second thing we do is we are very stringent on measuring quality, and we report the quality. We're very transparent about it, and that allows us to find where the problems are and fix the problems, because there's nothing in the long term that is more cost-effective than quality.
Do you feel like your message is being heard in Washington?
Well, I think it is being heard in Washington, and I think that there is increasing understanding of the importance of bending our curve in terms of the health of the country. We've got to change the health of the country and its habits, eating habits and living habits, and I think that's starting to be heard.
Toby Cosgrove is the CEO of the Cleveland Clinic. He spoke with us from the medical center. Dr. Cosgrove, thanks so much.
Thanks. My pleasure.